Okay, let's do this. I was asking kanina some friends kung ano ang magandang i-content dahil wala akong maisip na ma-content. And I was pointed to this story dito nga. Nakita niyo naman siguro tungkol dun sa mga Chinese or alleged Chinese sleeper cells operating here in our country, especially doon sa Cagayan and who knows where else, di ba? Of course, alam naman natin yung mga ano, yung mga hidwaan ng Pilipinas at China. There's been a lot of talks, actually it's been years nung pumapasok yung Pogo and dun sa mga panahon pa lang ni Duterte, ang dami ng mga kwento tungkol na sa pagpasok ng mga Chinese citizens dito sa Pilipinas, and some are even said to be undocumented, so illegal, di ba? Meron pa nga dati nung signage siya, ano eh, sa Quezon Ave ata yun. Tapos may welcome to the Philippines, province of China. Mga ganong yung mga panahon na yun, di ba? Nung during the Duterte administration. And itong mga sleeper cells na to nga had been causing a lot of anxiety. Lalo na sa isa nating kaibigan na itago na lang natin sa pangalang ND. Okay, so kasi nga naman, kung totoo, nakakabahala naman talaga na malaman mo na merong mga sleeper cells. So ano ba yung mga sleeper cells? Yung mga sleeper cells, operative ng isang bansa yun, in this case, China. Okay, so may mga Chinese na militar, spies, or police, whatever, who are operating in our country, pero ano sila, humahalo lang sila doon sa general population. Hindi sila dumating dito as soldiers. Okay, so they will just live among us and study us and learn about our ways. Siguro mag-i-infiltrate sila kung saan-saan institutions ng bansa. Maybe sa military, education system, kung saan-saan. And then, when the time comes, kung kailan sila a-atake or i-execute yung mission nila, then they will be activated. And it will be too late for the host country kasi nandito na sila at nagawa na nila yung mission. Okay, so yun yung sinasabing pinadala daw ng mga Chino na ito sa ating minamahal na Pilipinas. Panoorin natin tong report sa ANC. Okay?
The Chinese sleeper cells in the Philippines. This was triggered in part by suspicions over the swarm of Chinese students in a province hosting joint US-Philippine military facilities.
Ayun. So that place is Cagayan. Na meron kasing mga exercises ang Pilipinas at US doon to counter Chinese aggression, especially in the West Philippine Sea. Okay, and also Taiwan kasi mas malapit sa Taiwan yun. Okay, tapos ang dami daw biglang nagpupuntahan ng mga Chinese sa lugar na yun. So bakit kayo, kumbaga, kahinahinala, ang dami niyong mga inchik kayo, di ba?
Cherez has tonight's top story.
The Armed Forces of the Philippines says it is looking into the influx of thousands of Chinese college students in the province of Cagayan. AFP spokesperson Colonel Francel Margaret Padilla says they are coordinating with the Philippine National Police and other government agencies to determine if the presence of these Chinese students pose a threat to national security. Last year, Naval Base Camilo Osias in Santa Ana, Cagayan was named as one of the four new sites for the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement or EDCA.
And sabi nga, estudyante.
Yan. So a lot of Chinese nationals are coming in the country as students. Okay? And I suppose, well, hindi naman, obviously, hindi naman ako taga Cagayan. Hindi ko man sila nakikita. But yung dami na siguro is unusual. Kumbaga parang nakakapagtaka, bakit nandito kayo? Diba? And it is also a coincidence na merong military activity doon sa lugar na yun. yun nga, yung joint exercises ng Pilipinas at saka ng Amerika. I'm not sure, may base na ata yung Amerika dun eh. So, it is a concern to many people, lalo na dito kay Colonel.
Dito, so kung meron ba silang student visas that are required. So we are coordinating with the Bureau of Immigration, the DFA, and since students to, sir, no, pati yung CHED.
Okay, so yun, si Colonel is asking kung may mga papel ba yan. Sino ba yung nagpapasok, di ba? And bakit, kumbaga, hindi ba sila, kasi kung kahinahinala yung dating nila dun, siguro dapat sa immigration pa lang tinanong na sila, ba't ang dami nyo dito? Di ba? So, it could also be, kung sakasakaling ano yan, kung sakasakaling totoong sleeper cells nga yan, baka may kakuntsaba sila sa gobyerno, di ba? Kasi, bakit kayo pupunta dyan? Or, maybe it's nothing. They're really there just to study. But the thing is, yung mga sleeper cells na ganyan, China had been doing that all over the world. Kahit US, sa Canada, madami na talaga silang pinapadalang mga estudyante. And most of them are getting the best places dun sa mga universities. Kasi madami matalinong Chinese eh. So pumapasa talaga sila and nakukuha nila yung mga, basically, nakukuha nila yung mga sikreto sa US, lalo na sa IT at saka sa Pentagon. Madaming kwento at matagal ng mga kwento yan. I suppose baka nga nang ginagawa na rin sa Pilipinas yan, matagal na. Pero ngayon ko lang nabalitaan sa news. Diba? Ngayon lang siya nababalita and kaya bago ito sa pandinig ng mga Pilipino.
House of Representatives, ACT Teachers Party List Representative Franz Castro is calling for a probe into suspected Chinese sleeper cells in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Kunyari ay estudyante, kunyari.
Huwag na natin i-play. They may act like students or ordinary citizens, but they might have spying or military skills. And later on, they can be activated. So, yun nga. So, pag may hudyat na, okay, commence order 66, 'di ba? So bigla nilang gagawin and it would be the attack would be devastating, debilitating to the host country depending kung ano yung, kasi pwede yung mga sleeper cells, they might be there to sabotage, to spy, to assassinate. Madami. So unang-una, kailangan nating malaman kung ano bang gustong gawin itong ng mga sleeper cells na yan, 'di ba? And well, ang mukhang obvious na sagot would be to spy on the military activities, 'di ba? Kung meron pa, then it should be investigated. But then again, eto, sumagot na yung China. They have denied recruiting sleeper cell military members in the Philippines. Okay, so galing sa South China Morning Post. Okay, the Chinese embassy in Manila on Wednesday strongly denied Philippine military reports that Beijing had been recruiting Filipino military personnel as consultants and planting operatives in sleeper cells throughout the country. Beijing has been recruiting Filipino military personnel. Nag-hire sila ng mga Filipino na sundalo para maging consultant at basically magtaksil sa Pilipinas. Huh. Yun ang allegation which the Chinese embassy is denying. Okay? So Beijing's reaction followed a directive by the Department of National Defense to probe the reported online recruitment of Filipino military personnel as part-time consultants. So binibigyan nila ng trabaho yung mga Filipino military personnel. Anong kinukonsult nila? So no, I suppose this is a rabbit hole that is worth exploring. Okay, so actually this is the first time that I read about it and wow, 'di ba? So yung sleeper cell Pilipino din, hindi mga Chinese, which they can really do. I'm sure hindi mawawalan ng mga Pilipino na kakagat kung may offer man. Hopefully wala in a perfect world where every soldier would be very loyal, kumbaga talagang napaka-loyal dun sa bansa. Hindi mangyayari yan, but who knows? Diba? Well, if these reports are true, then this should be investigated to the fullest. Because yung, syempre, we all know, kaya nga merong exercises yung US tsaka Pilipinas is because the tensions are rising sa West Philippine Sea and also China and Taiwan, and yung global politics had been very rough these days as we speak. May gyera sa Ukraine, may gyera sa Israel. Iran just attacked Israel and Israel has retaliated. Who knows kung kailan matatapos yun. And we as third world countries, we are just really parang sitting ducks. If not, kung wala tayong kakampi na US. Although a lot of people, even some of my friends are very, tawag dito, yung walang bilib. Wala silang bilib sa US na parang, eh, dito man tayo tutulungan ng mga hayop na yan, parang ganun. And it's a very pessimistic thinking, but who knows kung ano talagang gagawin ng mga Amerikano. But in international law, kumbaga meron kasi tayong treaty with them na mutual defense agreement. Diba? So pag napalaban, napagyera ang Pilipinas, magiging kakampi natin sila at tutulungan nila tayo. Diba? So mutual defense treaty, and it is still active to this day. Speaking of that, President Bongbong Marcos was recently asked by the media about that mutual defense agreement. And by the sounds of it, mukhang Chinese media yung nagtanong sa kanya kasi may Chinese accent. Okay, so ito yung tanong nito. Dito kinakabahan si Nico David. Nico David, wag ka nang matakot, Nico David. Ito, teka, play natin.
My question is regarding about the West Philippine Sea and also the mutual defense treaty. Despite a Yungin incident recently where some soldiers were injured, President, you said that there were no reason to invoke the mutual defense treaty. So under what conditions would it possibly be invoked?
I think Secretary Austin explained it very well. If any serviceman, Filipino serviceman, is killed by an attack from any foreign power, then that is time to invoke the mutual defense treaty.
Yon. I suppose, well, throughout this exchange, parang inulit-ulit lang yun, yung sagot ni BBM. I suppose that would be the condition dun, na nakalagay doon sa mutual defense treaty, dun sa document. Kasi recently, yung resupply mission na ginawa doon sa Ayungin Shoal was parang hinarang ng mga Chinese na Navy ata yun or Coast Guard, and binomba nila, winater bomb nila yung mga barko na magre-resupply dun sa barko na nakasadsad doon sa Ayungin Shoal. Ang nangyari, may mga nasugatan na sundalo doon. Dahil nasugatan, madaming nagalit, at saka mayroong video na talaga namang kawawa yung mga Pilipinong yung mga I suppose Coast Guard yun or Navy, I'm not sure kung ano yung mga nagre-resupply. And nakita nila wala talagang kalaban-laban. They were at the mercy of the water cannons. So, nakagalit talaga pag napanood mo. Pero walang namatay doon. Walang namatay. May mga nasugatan. So yung sinasabi ni BBM, yung mutual defense agreement, kahit isa lang ang mamatay as a result of a direct attack nung mga vessels or any foreign nation, kung anumang gawin yan, kung China man yan o iba, isa lang ang mamatay, pwedeng i-invoke yung mutual defense treaty ng Pilipinas at US. How hard would it be pala to do that? Well, I suppose, kumbaga parang pag nilagyan mo ng isa lang eh, isa lang kailangang mamatay para magkagyera ang Pilipinas at saka China. Diba? So, it brings a lot of fragility to the matter. And I suppose, internationally, kumbaga parang comes to foreign policy, diba? It will make China a lot more cautious with their actions. Kasi isa lang ang mamamatay, pwede nang magyera. And at the end of the day, kung tutulungan talaga tayo ng Amerika at its full capacity, mas malakas talaga ang military ng Amerika. And even if China is a superpower itself, they don't want that heat. Diba? So, because mutually assured destruction ang mangyayari dyan. Pareha silang nuclear power. Diba? And the same thing with Russia and Iran. And right now, the world is very volatile pagdating sa mga gera-gera. And who knows? Kumbaga, World War III might be already happening right now dahil sa Israel, sa Ukraine, Iran, Russia, and experts had been saying that yung Cold War had been raging between the US and China as well. And yung iba nga sinasabi hot war na. Kumbaga talagang nagigyera na pero na online pa lang through disinformation and hacking, mga ganyan. So, will it escalate to a physical hot war? That would be the question that will be remained to be seen. But right now, I'm hoping, kasi para sa akin, what I've been telling my friends is ano eh, parang sa ngayon, kung maggigyera ang China, hindi nila uunahing gyerahin ng Pilipinas kasi ang mas priority nila ay makuha ang Taiwan. Doon sila mas invested talaga, yung sa Taiwan. Although kasi having dominion over the entire South China Sea, that would be beneficial for the Chinese, obviously. So, I don't know. Hindi mo rin masasabi. But of course, it would be very, very hard pa rin for China. Kasi there's a misconception sa mga tao na parang ang China would be unstoppable. Well, pagdating sa arsenal, sa mga armas, that may be true kung ang lalabanan niya ay mga ASEAN countries. But reality is, madaming involved dyan. Isa, madaming kalaban ng China. Tapos China had been struggling with a lot of corruption. Meron pa silang population collapse na hinaharap. And yung military nila, they say na yung superiority ng kanilang military force is parang peke kasi parang substandard yung mga gamit nila. I don't know how true it is, but there had been talks about that. So what I'm saying is, China, madami silang i-consider para makipag-gyera. Okay? So, hindi lang yan basta-basta. De, konting kadyot mo, may kipag-gyera na sila. So, I suppose that is a good thing for the Philippines. That's why for decades now, hindi naman sila basta-basta nanggigyera. Hindi sila, kumbaga, magaling silang mambuli kasi they have the equipment to bully basically every ASEAN, Southeast Asian country, di ba? But at the end of the day, hindi rin sila tanga. Okay? Hindi rin sila basta-basta may paggera. For how long we can keep that stalemate remains to be seen. And I don't know. Siguro before we end this, meron kasi yung tinatawag na the fourth turning. Teka, Google natin yun. The fourth turning. Okay. So, it is a theory or nakalagay, prophecy. The end of the cycle or the crisis phase is also known as the fourth turning. When the hero generation entering young adulthood faces off against the prophet generation that is entering elderhood. Ang gulit. Hindi yata yan yun. Okay. So basically, yung fourth turning, it describes a cycle of war. Kumbaga, yung mga every 80 years daw, nagkakaroon ng major war sa mundo. And that changes the status quo ng mundo. Like nung sa American history to makikita usually eh. So nagkaroon sila ng civil war, tapos after 80 years nagkaroon naman sila ng yung mga world wars, World War 2, 'di ba? World War 1. And right now we are due for another turn, 'di ba? So any moment now, 'di ba, from 1940s 1940 yung ano eh, yung Second World War, di ba? So, ngayon, 2020, that is 80 years. So, we are ripe for the picking for the next turn. And who knows what kind of war ang susunod na mangyayari. Pagdating kasi ng mga usapin ganyan, mga World War 3, lagi kong naalala yung ano eh, yung quote ni Einstein na parang sabi niya, kumbaga, we don't know what the weapons of war will be used during World War 3. But alam niya na yung sunod na war doon after World War 3, it will be fought with sticks and stones. Basically, babalik ang mundo sa Stone Age. It would mean the end of civilization as we know it. So that was a very bleak prophecy or insight. I think si Albert Einstein yata nagsabi nun, but good luck na lang sa lahat. This is the fate of humanity, that ano mo yun, no matter how much we improve, no matter how far we reach in terms of technology, ideology, and society, di ba? In terms of culture, basically, the nature of war will always be there. And I don't know what to think about it, but this is where we are. Okay, so yung mga Chekwa dyan, na sleeper cell, ay, hopefully, we can handle that. Kasi, who knows kung anong meron ng Pilipinas to counter that kind of operation. Diba? Are we even, I suppose meron naman siguro yung mga, hopefully, the systems are in place to counter such kinds of attacks. Diba? Kasi, parang, I don't know much about police stuff, so I don't even want to speculate pala, but let's just hope for the best, and kung anong mang naghihintay sa atin, okay na rin. Kumbaga, hindi na, I suppose us laymen have very little that we can do about it, so yun, just live your life to the fullest for now. Okay, so yun, that's it. Paalam, paalam.